With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson says his chamber is set to vote this week on a stopgap funding bill to keep the federal government open through December 20th. Johnson said the legislation will be a very narrow, bare-bones CR, including only the extensions that are absolutely necessary. A powerful labor union's decision not to endorse a presidential candidate is a blow to Kamala Harris.
The International Brotherhood of Teamsters announced recently that neither Donald Trump nor Kamala Harris has sufficient support from the 1.3 million member union. The Teamsters have typically thrown their support behind Democratic nominees, but there's division in the ranks during this 2024 campaign. Even though the vice president has courted organized labor, the Teamsters said internal polling of its members showed Trump with an advantage over Harris. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Trump says it's too late to hold another debate. After the first debate did not increase her standing in the polls, Kamala Harris has accepted an invitation by CNN for another debate October 23rd. At a rally in North Carolina Saturday, the former president said there should not be another presidential debate because voting has already started in some states. Sri Lanka holding a presidential election.
A Marxist lawyer has won Sri Lanka's presidential election as voters reject the old political guard that has been largely blamed for pushing the country toward economic ruin. Shortly before the announcement of his win, President-elect Anura Kumara Dissanayake was seen arriving at Sri Lanka's Presidential Election Commission in Colombo. Dissanayake won the presidency with his pro-working class and anti-political elite campaigning, which made him popular among youth. He secured victory over Sri Lanka's opposition leader and the incumbent Liberal president, who took over the country 2 years ago after its economy hit rock bottom. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is SRN News. Gen Z has a strange view of morality, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
60% of Americans ages 12 to 27 think that right and wrong are simply up to each individual. There is no universal standard. And the vast majority also think that a society's concept of morality can and should change over time, unanchored to any higher values. 57% of Gen Z believes that there are facts we can know about scientific questions, but when it comes to morals, facts simply don't enter into the equation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of companies are opting not to take part in the Human Rights Campaign's annual LGBT scorecard. The Corporate Equality Index ranks firms on how committed they are to the queer trans agenda. But lately, there's been resistance from parents and citizen groups. Bud Light was boycotted after it teamed up with a guy posing as a woman. This is SRN News. It's a step up to trimming down.
If you're trying to lose a little bit of weight and want a new way to do it, stair climbing as a regular exercise might be for you. It's accessible and research shows it's more effective than walking on level ground. You burn about 20 times more calories going upstairs than walking on flat ground. Even going downstairs, you burn roughly 5 times more. And who knows, in no time flat, you might just become a stair master. Ron Taylor reporting.
Metformin, a drug commonly used to treat diabetes, is gaining attention for its possible anti-aging effects. A new study found that monkeys given metformin had a reduction in aging in various organs, including the brain. The 3.5-year study involved 36 monkeys that were given metformin daily. After a series of physical and cognitive tests, along with tissue sampling and brain imaging, the team found evidence of a reduction in biological aging. The organs in which aging slowed were the kidneys, lungs, and skin. More details at SRNnews.com.